From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. For once, we have what looks like good news from the Eurozone. At least that's how the financial markets view it. Markets shot upwards today after European leaders reached a deal to help Spain and Italy survive the region's financial crisis. The agreement came at a summit in Brussels. NPR's Philip Reeves was there.
The Eurozone's troubles are not going away. Two of its heavy hitters, Italy and Spain, face borrowing costs they just can't afford. Some say if those costs are not brought down soon, the single currency union could crash. The ripples from that would be felt across the planet. Everyone agrees that time is running out. As they rolled in for yet another Brussels summit, Europe's high command said this time they'd achieve something significant. The Spanish and Italian leaders made clear they need emergency help, and they need it now. Germany's Angela Merkel didn't seem keen, yet they weren't going to leave until they got it. This time they had the backing of France, Germany's old partner. The strategy seemed to work. Europe's policymakers said real progress was made.
We have taken decisions that were unthinkable just some months ago.
That's José Manuel Barroso, President of the European Commission. This is the 20th summit since the Eurozone crisis began 3 years ago. Herman Van Rompuy, President of the European Council, refused to be drawn over whether this summit was, as many said, a defeat for Germany's Merkel.
It was a tough negotiation, it took hours, and you can't summarize this in winners and losers.
Van Rompuy said saving the Eurozone is not about who's won or lost.
We have a common task, a common mission, to stabilize the Eurozone. And in order to stabilize the Eurozone, we have in some way to support countries under market pressure. But those countries have also to deliver. They have also to deliver.
Until now, Germany and France called the shots in the Eurozone. They're the two biggest players. But with the arrival in office of France's socialist president, François Hollande, the power equation has changed. The French are backing their Mediterranean neighbours, leaving Germany wielding great power, but in isolation. The summit agreed on a number of measures, some big, some small. Crucially, they're going to establish a single supervisory body for banks across the Eurozone by the year's end. That's a significant step towards a banking union and towards fiscal and political union in Europe. Italy will also be able to borrow money from the Eurozone's rescue fund without necessarily having to submit to a harsh, internationally monitored austerity programme. At bottom, this summit was about quick fixes aimed at restoring market confidence. Eurozone leaders agreed, with conditions, that Spain's recent big bailout might not have to be chalked up to the government's books after all. The money in future can go directly to the banks. For the recession-hit Spanish, that's a big victory. One reason they were paying punishing interest rates was because that loan was added to their national debt.
We always have said this is about governments outspending their limits. Actually, for a lot of these countries, it was not about that at all.
That's Peter Spiegel of the Financial Times.
For countries like Ireland and Spain, these were old school banking crises. This was a bank bust, overinvested in property market, and they went boom. And when national governments have to bail out these banks, suddenly they are loaded up with a huge amount of bank debt. They have to pay to shore up these banks. What they have decided now is Ireland and Spain don't have to pay to bail out the banks. The European Rescue Fund has to do that.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Brussels.